Calvin Davis in for our weekly kōrero. Great to have you on the show again, Calvin. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Morena, Calvin. Well, obviously the closure of the Oranga Tamariki facility was important in the scheme of things. Yes, last week, but what's the upshot for this week as we follow through with what has to happen next, Calvin?
Yeah, look, it was an important decision that Sir Witta Gardner made, and I back him 100%. In 24 hours of seeing that video, staff were stood down on pay while an investigation occurs, and within 48 hours, that facility was closed. Our job is to make sure that each of the tamariki in the facility, there are about 10 of them, are moved somewhere, make sure they're safe and that they've been supported and their needs are looked after. We do have to remember that these young people have some serious issues, which makes it difficult for them to be at home with their parents. But what that means is that the government, who then becomes the parent, has to actually look after their needs and make sure that they are supported and cared for, and that's what Sir Witta is making sure it happens. We'll be looking at the other three residences to make sure that they're operating as they should be, and you know, so it's a bit early to make any decisions, but if similar types of events are occurring, well then I doubt that they that we could allow them to remain open.
Are you concerned that it took a whistleblower to make this public? I mean, the reaction was swift, and many would say the right action as well, to pull down the shutters on the joints that are where kids are being mistreated. But, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, and there are a lot of people across the country who are thinking, well, if that's what's going on here, perhaps it's the norm. What would you say about, you know, it going on, but nobody reporting it, and then somebody eventually gets hold of some footage and the rest of NZ get to see the reality?
Yeah, and it shouldn't take a whistleblower, and, you know, I think the whistleblower has done the right job, Oranga Tamariki. Needs to have policies and procedures in place that mean that people feel empowered to report inappropriate behaviour from the staff. And there's a law, protected disclosures. You know, Oranga Tamariki should have a protected disclosures policy where people know that they'll be protected from by the law if they do make disclosures about inappropriate practices. But the thing is that it's they have been outed. You know, we have seen this, and Oranga Tamariki has acted swiftly, which in the past you couldn't be guaranteed that would be the case. So I just want to acknowledge the leadership of Sir Witta Gardner.
Well, thanks. Can we swing our attention to the north? And I note that Cheryl Meyer, who spoke with my colleague or our colleague Claudette at the end of last week, says that they want to keep their water infrastructure. So even though there might be some shortcomings nationwide with the way that some local authorities are managing their water assets, some feel that they are doing a good job. She's in your patch, of course, Cheryl Mai from Whangarei. What would you say about her call that, you know, there's billions of dollars of water assets, they're up to date, well managed and debt free, and so she doesn't want necessarily their role to be subsumed by these four super water entities that are planned?
Yeah, so this is Nanaya's work, and she's done some amazing work to bring the whole kaupapa together. The fact of the matter is that there was a serious incident in Havelock North a couple of years ago where people died because of the water being contaminated. The water infrastructure is across the country is going to take a couple of hundred billion, I think, over the next 30 or 40 years to bring it up to scratch. Even though a council may have good water infrastructure now, who's to say in 30 years that it's still going to be in that way? And we need to do something to make sure that all New Zealanders have access to good water to drink. So, you know, I really back what Nanaya has done. I think she's done an amazing job. It's it has taken some time to pull the whole kaupapa together. And, you know, I think that councils really do need to get on board. Like I say, just because whangarei is operating really well now, it's not to say in 30 or 40 years' time that it will be the case, and I'd hate for them to not be able to access clean water in years to come.
Last week, Calvin, the landlords had another layer of expectation and responsibility from July 1 regarding insulation, healthy homes, heating and the like. We know that there are many challenges housing-wise in Te Tai Tukurau in your electorate. How satisfied are you that landlords in the north are adhering to their responsibilities, and what would you do if it was discovered that some have ignored the demand for them to get up to speed?
Look, I'm pretty sure most landlords will be doing the right thing, but there will always be a group that need to be prodded to make sure that they do what is right, and that includes the government. You know, the government is also a landlord, and we've got to make sure that all our houses are that people rent are up to spec. So it's going to be an ongoing thing. I know a lot of people resist change, but what we're asking of people is going to make sure New Zealanders grow up in warm, dry, healthy homes. And that's the most important thing, the health of people.
Of course it is. What important work have you got on your desk this week, mate?
Oh, look, it never ends. Back in Wellington today, right now I'm heading off to open a... how do I describe it? The electronic monitoring of people on home detention, and that Corrections is going to be doing it a new way. I'm off to open up this new facility that will be monitoring people on home detention and that. So that's happening in a few minutes, and in the next hour or so, and then back down to Wellington. It's the last week before we have a three-week recess. Time, that'll be 3 weeks for me to get out and about around Te Tukurau, so I'm looking forward to that.
Are you able to shed any more light on this electronic monitoring facility or change in how you operate? Any more detail than what you've just sort of steered towards, Calvin?
Oh, look, it's just a new way of doing it, in a new place. So, yeah, really, it's just, you know, the opening and acknowledging the work that people do. Often, all the attention in corrections falls on prisons, but there's a lot of people doing a lot of good work helping our folks stay out of prison, be it by, you know, being electronically monitored while they're on home detention or on electronic bail. You know, it's just another important part of the job that corrections do.
Thanks for sharing some thoughts with us each Monday morning. Calvin Davis, MP for Te Tai Tukurau and Minister of Many Things and high-ranking Labour Party man. Thanks very much, as always, Calvin. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Dale. Tēnā koe.